Yerushalmi Sukkah corresponding to Bavli Sukkah Daf Lamed Zayin. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Tesvav and Beis at the first Mishnah, Ein Oigdim. Ein Oigdim es a Lulav, Ela Beminoi, Dir Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda says that one may only bind the Lulav using something that grows on a date palm. Rebbe Meir Oimer Afilu B'Mashicha, Rebbe Meir says one may even bind it with a cord. Abba Rebbe Meir, Maaseh Banshe Yerushalayim, Jari Oigdim es Lulavayim, Begimoni es Shalzav. Rebbe Meir says that there was once a story of the people of Yerushalayim who bound their lulav with golden threads. Amulai b'minai hayu oigdin oisei melamata. Chacham replied, they bound it underneath with a string from the date palm. Ve'ichen hayu menahanim, v'hoid l'Hashem techela b'seif. When would they shake the four species? In Hallel, during the recital of the words hoid l'Hashem, both at the beginning and at the end, v'af ba'ana Hashem reshi'ana, k'divri b'silab, and according to b'silal, one also shakes during the words Ana Hashem Hashiana. Beishamai Omim Af Ban Hashem Hatzlichana. And according to Beishamai, one also shakes during the words Ana Hashem Hatzlichana. Amar Rabbi Kiva, Sefer Hayisi, Barabin Gamliel, Barabi Yeshua, Shekol Ha'am, Metarufin, Vedulveim, Vemlai Ninu, Ela Ban Hashem Hashiana, Bulvad. Rabbi Kiva said that I was once looking at Barabin Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. All of the people were shaking the lulus, but they only shook during Ana Hashem Hashiana. Misha Baba Derech, Velehai Biyad the lulus, one who returns from a journey where he didn't have a lulav, when he enters his house, he should take the lulav even if he must interrupt his meal. If he didn't take it in the morning, he should take it in the afternoon, because the entire day is valid for taking lulav. And the Gemara says, Ha bahidu loi. The Gemara asked, did the Tanaim Rabbi Gamliel and Yeshua not shake at Haidu? They did. But Rabbi Kiva was teaching that they did not shake during the words Ana Hashem Hatzlichana. Rabbi Chiya Ba Ashi B'Shem Rav Zeshu Mashkim L'Seis L'Derech Noitel Lulav U'Menanea Shofar B'Tekeya L'Kishetagia Oynes Kriyashma Harei Zekoyre Eshma U'Mispal. Rabbi Chiya Ba Ashi, quoting Rav, said a person who rises early to travel on Sukkot, he should take his lulav and shake it, and on Rosh Hashanah he should sound his shofar. When the time of Kriyashma arrives, he should read it and pray Shemoneh Esrei. Tani tzarech l'naneya gimel pa'amim, he should take it three times in each, shake it three times in each direction. Rabbi Zeira boy hachin chad v'chein chad, or hachin v'chein chad. Rabbi Zeira asked, is the movement away from him considered one and bringing back considered one, or is moving there and back considered one? Taman taninen tzarech l'chaskeis gimel pa'amim, ben kol dover v'dover, Rabbi Zeira boy hachin chad v'chein chad, or hachin v'chein chad. And a parallel question we find is on the Mishnah in Nidah that teaches about the seven substances that must be rubbed on a bloodstain in order to remove it. The Mishnah says that he must rub three times between applying one substance and the next. Rabbi Zeira asked there as well, is the movement away from him considered one and bringing back considered one, or is moving there and back considered one? And the Gemara does not answer either of these questions.